Boom. Hey, everybody. This is Steli Efti.
And this is Heaton Cha.
And today on the Startup Chat, we're going to talk about founder lies.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
The type of lies that founders tell themselves and others, how to prevent them, how to realize that you're telling yourself and others things that might not be fully true or are completely untrue. And who better to actually talk about this topic than you, Heaton? I mean, we've both been entrepreneurs for, you know, almost our entire, you know, adult career lives.
Yep.
We have, you know, so many founder friends with advice, we've invested, we talk to founders every day. And if there's one of the kind of major themes of our podcast in general has always been kind of self-awareness, you know, and we've talked about self-awareness in many, many different versions. And I think this topic really fits into that theme as well. Being aware of the lies that you tell yourself and others. So right off the bat, let me ask you kind of top of head, what is the most common lie that you have observed founders tell themselves and others?
You know, this one's interesting because a lot of it has to do with the idea that to start something, you're essentially starting something from scratch, like and doing the impossible, right? And you have to have a lot of belief in yourself, belief in so many things that you don't control in the beginning. And so I think the number one lie is a really weird one that I would say, and the lie is this, Steli, it's, this is going to work.
This is going to work.
This is
going to
work. It's going to work, Steli. It's just going to work. And you start your business with that lie. Like, let's just put it out there.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
That's beautiful.
You start it, you're like, this is going to work. Like how could you start it if you didn't believe that?
So true. But why is it a lie if you believe it, Heaton?
You don't know. You don't know. You're lying to yourself. You don't know. You started with no conscious understanding of if it's going to work. And I'm talking about like day zero. Like you start, you're like, I don't know. Right? You, truthfully, you don't know. But, you know, the mind, you know, you have to convince your mind that this is worth starting. And the way you do that is by saying this is going to work. You wouldn't start something if you believed it wasn't going to work, right?
You're right.
But yet, how many of these things actually work? Not 100%.
What not 100%? Not
right.
Barely 10% probably.
Right.
At least if we talk about the original version of whatever works meant, right? Like whatever the idea was, the thing you wanted to work.
Yeah.
Without having to drastically alter or change what you wanted to work or how it was supposed to work, yeah, almost never.
Right. So I think that's the first lie you tell yourself. Mm. And that one might trickle down into all kinds of other lies that you tell yourself. And that's one way to think about it, right? Which is like, don't let that lie trickle down into all kinds of other lies, right? Use that belief to go figure out how to make that the truth. That's the way I would think of that one. That's why I think I started pretty heavy, but
yeah,
like everyone
I was just thinking this should have been the last lie we covered.
I'm sorry.
No, sometimes we start with the ending in mind. It doesn't really matter.
It's not just founders either, right? You start a new job, you're like, this is going to be awesome. This is going to work.
Yeah.
I'm in.
Yeah.
Right. So
yeah.
Like this whole starting something, new job, company, anything. I think you're lying to yourself in the beginning. If we were to put like a very like, you know, conscious hat on, an objective hat on, you don't know if it's going to work yet. You'd start telling yourself it is. So
it
I think
is.
That's lie number one, you know, and number one, maybe last one, but it's number one.
It's a very foundational one.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm going to build on that. Here's the next slide that I love that I think is again, very universal and broad is things are going well.
Yeah. Right?
And this relates to so many things. It could be like, you know, I think that we're really making a lot of progress. I think we are having really good traction. I think that, and you know, there's a, when you ask people how things are going and they're going, oh yeah, things are going well. You can tell when it's true or not, right? You can tell if it comes from a place of confidence and comfort or if it comes from a place of like, you know, I don't know how to even say it, but it's a I have to be strong moment. It's almost like when you have to tell your children that something that's actually bad news is going to be okay. It's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. They're going like, no, things are really great, Stelly. Things are really great. And it's like, they probably aren't, right? We've all done this. I've done this. I'm pretty sure you've done this. But this, I think this is a very fundamental lie. Things are going well, to a certain degree, is a, trying to cover up some version of the truth, which probably is things aren't going well, or they're not going well enough, right? And so first we tell, again, it always starts with ourselves. We're trying to convince ourselves that all the things, all the kind of goals that we had that we didn't reach, all the milestones that we aren't reaching, all the things we're not accomplishing, things are still going well. Like, there's still positive signs. And I think we're still all in all are doing okay. And so first you sell yourself, but then you want to keep everybody else on your team, you know, their morale up, right? So we want to tell this story so that our co-founders or our employees or team members, so that they don't start doubting. So we try to tell them and convince everybody around us in our team that things are going well. Don't worry. Things are going to pan out. The funding round is going to come through. The customer is going to start paying. We're going to hit this revenue milestone. This marketing campaign or PR campaign is going to work. Things are actually going pretty well. You know, just wait a little bit long and you'll actually realize it with true results. And it's a story that we want the world to believe. So anytime we talk to advisors, investors, friends, family members, neighbors, people at events, and they ask us, how are things going? Oh, things are going really, really well. But it's a really dangerous lie, because most of the time, if you're in a startup, things aren't going well. Things are breaking. Things are messed up. Things are going too slow or not in the right direction. And you need to be really aware of that. Instead of constantly trying to convince yourself that it's going to be all right, you have to try to learn what isn't all right, how to fix it, how to make it all right.
Yeah, I think that's really powerful. Right? Like the lie that founders tell themselves about things going well is probably like another really repetitive big one. Because again, you have to find something positive, right?
Right.
You're just looking for positivity.
Right.
So another one to keep going is that person's going to work out.
Ooh, yes.
Right? The person's going to change. It's going to get better, right? This is one where I haven't met anyone that hasn't hit this problem, right? Where they have such optimism about a team member but it's just not working out. It's just not working out. I mean, the number of times that I have sat with the founder or a manager even and heard about a team member, right? Because they just either want advice or like, you know, I just ask, hey, what's going on right now? Like, what's top of mind? They're like, oh, this person. Right? This is what's going on. I'm like, you need to let them go. You just need to let them go. Like, everything I've heard so far means you need to let them go. They're not a good fit, right? It's not working. And the preamble to my statement from them is just literally so much like hope, you know, about it working and so much like reasoning of why, you know, and why this person needs to stay or why they can't leave or things like that. And like, already heard it, right? The person's already like sort of not working out, and this person has a lot of hope, and they want to make it work. Because as humans, I think we want to, you know, make things work with other people. But you know, not even 9 times out of 10, every single time, you can just tell it's not going to work. Because if they're so far as that's top of mind, and they're willing to talk to me about it, something's up. It's just not going to work. So I think this hope, this feeling that it's going to work with somebody, is a big one.
Yeah, such a big one. All right, you know what I realized? We're going to do one more before we wrap up the episode. But we could probably do 100 lies.
Oh, man.
Easily. Yes. Like, it's just like, I have 30 more.
Oh, wow.
I'm like, all right, we didn't even touch a single one that I actually kind of discussed even prior with you. So this is such a big topic. I don't know what we're going to do with it, but at some point we might need to do like an ebook with 100 lies or something, and a little bit of a like, here's the lie, here's the
episode, that's cool.
Here's what you have to
that's
do.
That's cool.
We should do something about this. So to me, like, the lie I'd love to end this episode on is, it will get easier, you know? And it's usually a once X, things will get easier. Once we raise our money, things will get easier. Once we've gotten once we launched on Product Hunt, things will get easier. Once we have our first customers, things will be easier. Things never get easier, right? They really don't. They just get different, right? The problems change. But unless you do something as a pure hobby where the outcomes or the results don't matter that much, or unless you do something where all you really want to do is just kind of repeat what you've done so far and keep getting similar results, things won't get easier. You're just going to encounter bigger problems. As you grow, as you scale, as you progress in your journey, things never get easier. They just get different. And yep. I think it's this illusion. I think this, again, all these things are very kind of human lies that we tell in all kinds of situations. But this hope that once a certain level is accomplished or something is, you arrive at some point that then obviously all the challenges of life will dissolve and you're going to walk on a different drum beat. It's just an illusion. You'll never get there. And the problems that you're going to just have are going to get bigger and bigger or more complicated or more challenging in one way or another. And, you know, instead of putting all your hope on this one big thing that will make everything easier, I think the best founders are those that realize that they have to stop wishing for things to get easier, and they just need to start wanting to get better, right? It's not about things getting easier. It's about you getting better, right? The better you get, the easier things will be, right? And so instead of focusing on putting your hope on some event or some outcome that will finally make the struggle that you're in go away, try to become so strong, so smart, so good at what you do that, you know, it becomes, your challenges become less and less of such a dramatic struggle, right? Just try to get better instead of trying to get into a situation where things are easier.
Oh man, that's really good. Yeah. You get better, things don't get easier. I think that's
there you go.
A solid way to think about it.
All right. I think that's it for us for this episode of The Startup. I'm actually going to leave all of you with a quote. I thought about this topic a couple of days ago, and then I remembered this Richard Feynman quote that I love. The first principle is that you must not fool yourself, and you are the easiest person to fool. I love this quote so much, and I think that's one of the biggest. This can be one of the biggest sources for personal growth. So constantly ask yourself, what am I fooling myself about right now? Because we are all a little bit full of shit about something, and how can I stop that? Right? How can I realize it and then stop it? So hopefully this episode helped everybody that listened to do that a bit more.
Yeah, that's like a trouble prevention statement. So
yeah, there you go.
Had trouble by figuring out what you're fooling yourself about. That's the truth.
All right. This is it from us for this episode. We'll hear you very soon.
5 stars. Don't forget.
See you later. Oh, yes.